Well, folks, we return again on our Thursday morning, and again we trust the Lord's blessing to be upon you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you this morning for taking the time and for letting us enter your home virtually. And we trust that these few thoughts we have will encourage your heart. We are returning again to Romans 16 when the Apostle Paul says, "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Caesarea, that ye receive her in the Lord as they come with saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of, for she hath been a succour of many, and of myself also." Well, we really just took together this little thought about a servant, someone who is willing to serve the Lord. And I was very mindful of a story I heard quite a wee while back about a man who was actually a congressman in the US of A back in the year 1970. His name was Congressman Buchanan, and he was living in America, and he became on one occasion very ill, so much so that he went to see his doctor. And his doctor said to him, "Look, if you continue in the activities that you're doing, I'll give you about 60 days to live. But if you retire now and take the medication that I prescribed to you, I'm going to give you the possibility that it's possible that you might even survive a few years. But the choice is yourself." Congressman Buchanan simply replied, "Doctor, I'll take the 60 days because I simply just don't want to live a useless life." Now, whether you agree with this Congressman Buchanan or not, I'm not sure, but one thing for him was this very simple, was that he simply just didn't want to bide his time. He wanted his life to be of use and be useful in his service for his country. And I reckon for all of us folks, in many ways, we want to be of use and useful. Not necessarily, well, I'm not saying we don't want to be useful for our country, but primarily we want to be useful for our God. And for Phoebe, maybe we ask the question, Phoebe, why did you do what you did in your service for God? Why did you, that Paul could write these words about your life? And maybe she would simply say, because I wanted my life to be useful for God. We looked at this thought of servant, S, salvation, E, enthusiastic, S-E-R, enthusiastic. We noticed as well, we remembered S-E-R for right motive. And reminded of that last week. S-E-R-V, and I'm simply putting this down as she was, I believe, a servant, as someone who's vigilant. Remember what the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 9. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Galatians, when Paul writes to the church of Galatia, he says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, but especially unto those who are of the household of faith. And so, folks, we want to ask the question is, are we vigilant in our service for God? That means if we see something that needs done, are we willing to do it, or are we simply happy to sit back and wait till someone else does it? Remember on one occasion I was walking up through, whenever I passed the wee church in Dalek, I remember walking up through the church building and seeing that someone had dropped a piece of paper on the carpet in the church up the aisle. And part of me, I'll be honest with you and say, part of me was telling me, well, sure, I'll just leave it there for somebody else. And then I had to rebuke myself. Because it really is nobody else's job. You mean, if there's something that I can do for God, and there's something I could do for him, very simple, very small, very insignificant. But I'm to do it as unto the Lord. I remember on another occasion, I was travelling home from a meeting outside Portadown, as we were travelling home the M1. There's this wee critter parked along the side of the road. And I pulled in and realised she had a flat tyre. She was from the south of Ireland and she had quite a broad southern accent. And so we spent a wee bit of time chatting to her. She says, "Can I help you?" And she was a wee bit nervous initially. car. She was still in the car. I said, well, she says, well, sir, I have a flat tire. She says, well, I said, do you want to change? Oh, I can. I'm going to wait here to tomorrow morning. And hopefully, by that stage, my husband will realise that I haven't come home and he'll come looking for me. I says, catch a grip, woman. Wise up. We'll get it changed now. So, anyway, we're chatting anyway. And anyway, we got the tire done. And I can't remember if I told her I was a Christian or she asked me, was I a Christian? But whatever it was, I says, well, look, I'm going to be honest with you and say that the Bible teaches me that I aim to do good unto all people. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, whether you're a Protestant or a Catholic. It doesn't matter the foot you dig with, but I aim to do good unto all men. But then the scripture doesn't finish there. But he's special on those who are the household of faith. And so, folks, I asked Karis to go and do a wee job for me. For example, I remember sending her to town. I'll say, look, darling, I need you to do three things for me. I need you to go and get me some shaving foam. Secondly, I need you to get me some tablets. But I've got a pen and book for GMSA stuff, and I need you to go to the bank. And no matter what else happens, I need you to lodge them checks in the bank. So that means whenever Kiara comes home, she might have hadn't had the time to get the shaving foam, and she mightn't have had the time to get the headache tablets. But the one thing especially that I need her to do, she has done, she's gone to the bank. And the scripture says, you're do good unto all men, but especially, we're to specifically look out for the people of God, and we're to do them good where at all possible. So folks, here we find this wee simple truth this morning, at being vigilant, keeping your eyes open, and primarily doing it as unto the Lord. Not unto men, but unto the Lord. Remember whenever in the Old Testament, whenever Noah built an altar, and Noah and Abraham, both the scripture says men who built altars at different occasions, but primarily for the same purpose. But the scripture says when they built it, the altar, they did it as unto the Lord. In fact, the scripture says when Abraham was making intercession, he did it as unto the Lord. Paul says in Romans 14, he says, and whether you live or die, whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's, he said. We are the Lord's. And so, folks, I'm very conscious as I go out my daily business, whatever that business might be, whether for you as a school teacher, when soon you'll be back in a few weeks' time, I hate to tell you, but a few weeks' time back in school, whether it be as you as an office staff, working in an office, whether it be as you're a farmer out working on your animals, whether it be as whatever it might be, the Bible says we'll do everything as unto the Lord and not unto man. But then that's very much a servant from a practical aspect. And it's very important because Christianity is both practical and spiritual. But then I also thought then, surely as a servant of the Lord, not only are we to keep our eyes open to see what needs to be done practically, but then I believe we also need to see our eyes, that our eyes may be open to see spiritually, and that we might have spiritual vision. Vision for what reason? Vision that we might see the lost and how they are. Because the reality is that there are men and women even in the fellowship and belief, and I know how we long that they may come to saving faith in Christ Jesus. There are family members that we long that they would come to know Christ Jesus their Saviour. That we may be a people who are genuinely burdened for the lost that are out of Christ. But I believe not only that we ought to a vision to have a burden for those that are lost out of Christ, but we ought to be burdened and a longing that we may be living for Christ. I know how often we feel him, or how often we let him down. But every day that we might rise, that God may give us this appetite and this desire. Lord, help me to live for you today and to not live for myself. How many nights we maybe close our eyes upon the pillow and lay our head upon that pillow. And how many evenings we might say to ourselves, Lord, I've failed you again. I've let you down again. Lord, give me a burden and a longing that I might live my life for you. Not just because we are people of vision, but Lord, that the Lord might make us victorious. victorious in our Christian lives. And I was mindful of the wee hymn writer that says, we never need be vanquished. We never need give in. Though waging war with Satan encompassed round by sin, temptations will beset us, allurements off us sail. But in the name of Jesus, we must prevail. God wills that not as people, that God wills not that as people by sin enthralled should be, but that our lives as ransomed be lives of victory. And so at our disposal, he places at all his power, that we from its resources may draw in danger's hour. Herein is hid the secret of an all-glorious life, whereby we conquer Satan and rise above sin's strife, abiding in the Saviour, self-prostrate in the dust, we live to do his bidding in glad, perpetual trust. We in ourselves are nothing, a small and feeble host, nor have we out of prowess wherein to make our boast. Our stronghold is Christ Jesus, his grace alone we plead, his name our shield and banner, himself just all we need. Surely this woman, Phoebe, was a vigilant woman. I have no doubt about that. But we ought to be vigilant and also people of vision. Not just for the lost that are without Christ. Burden for those individuals. Burden that we may be living for Christ. But surely, folks, as we look at the day and the hour we live in, we're longing to be with Christ. Longing to be with him. And yet part of us says, Lord, just wait a little longer. Why? You know why, don't you? As you look across your table, as you see the loved ones who enter your home each evening and each day leave each morning, family, children, grandchildren. Lord, we don't want to leave them lost and alone. We want them over there. May the Lord bless you today. May the Lord encourage your heart. And most of all, again today, we learn from a lady whose life was a servant for Christ. Let's pray together. Father, help us today in our service for you. But most of all, Lord, make us a vigilant people. Seeing not just practical matters, but seeing spiritual needs. Not only in the lives of the unconverted, but Lord, even as we look inside our own lives, we know there's desperate need there. But thank God we're going to a city whose builder and maker is God. And the scripture teaches us that when we see him, we shall be like him. We ask these things all in the Saviour's name. Amen. Good folk, have a great day. God bless you. And thank you once again for tuning in and taking the time. God bless.